I knew with whom my first practice session would be, J.J. Rosetta. It was fitting she would receive my very first session, since it was she who gave me the intuitive reading that empowered me to make this vocational shift. She was very open to all things metaphysical, and though she was also an attorney, I knew she would not mock me for this new life direction. I was not prepared for what occurred when she arrived. In the first session, there is a code for ovarian cysts that is listed in the Quest manual. It is checked on every client during their first session. The energy hold, according to the book's instructions, is 3 minutes, but you are required to muscle test to make sure exactly how long to conduct the hold. When I tested the ovarian cyst code, my muscle testing indicated I would need to do 3 holds on her lower abdomen, 1 on each side and the middle area, for 20 minutes each. I kept checking and rechecking the code because these holds were way longer than what my workbook indicated. She was also quite intuitive and picked up on my anxiety and asked me if everything was all right. I asked her, "Hey, do you have ovarian cysts by any chance?" She laughed and grabbed my hand, plopped it on her abdomen, saying, "Do I have ovarian cysts?" Underneath my fingers, I could feel a large, grapefruit-sized lump. I asked her, "Oh man, how long have you had this?" She nodded sheepishly and whispered, 15 years. "Oh my God, why didn't you get this checked?" She shrugged. "I guess no news is good news." I realized she was terrified this might be cancer. I asked if I could touch the other areas where the holds were indicated. She agreed. I dragged my hand over her lower abdomen and felt not one, but 3 large grapefruit-sized cysts. I placed my fingers on the first lump and sat down and tried to relax my arm so it didn't cramp during the 20-minute hold. I was shocked but said nothing when I felt my fingers ever so slowly sinking as the cyst started to shrink. At the end of 20 minutes, I could no longer feel the cyst. I stayed silent and continued to the next lump. This second lump was also slowly sinking beneath my fingertips during the 20-minute hold. During the first hold, I turned on the television to distract and entertain us. The third lump shrank to a third of its original size. JJ would tell me the next morning the third cyst was also gone. She would also say that during those 15 years, every time she stood up, the skin would feel like it might tear from the pressure of those lumps. But the next morning after her session, a large expanse of wrinkled skin was hanging from her abdomen as a visual reminder that that abdominal space had been filled with matter the day before. When I was done, I asked her how she felt, and she said it felt like the pressure was less in her abdomen. No kidding. I told her I wasn't sure how this was possible, but the cysts had seemed to shrink during the holds. Just then, the flame of a candle I had lit in the room shot up 2 feet high, literally 2 feet. I shrieked, grabbed the candle, and ran to the kitchen. I put out the flame in the sink. I told JJ I was returning that defective candle to Target the next morning. She laughed and said, "Do you really think the candle is defective? I think it's my mom." She and her mom had been really close, and her mom had passed. I actually believed her because I had no other explanation for what happened that day. It was easier to believe her mom had done the healing from the other side. After working on those cysts, we could feel a hard shell covering her whole abdomen area. I did more holds on that area and that hard armor dissolved. Then under that were several smaller cysts throughout her abdomen. All but one also dissolved during that 5-hour marathon session. I was willing to keep going, and so was she. We worked on that last cyst for the next 4 months. It would repeatedly shrink, then grow, then shrink. I was getting frustrated, so I called Radine, my teacher. She said the cyst was too big for JJ's energy to remove it. She suggested JJ get it surgically removed. I liked that about Radine. Being a former nurse, she had no interest in demonizing allopathic medicine. In her opinion, both had roles in restoring health. It turns out she was right. JJ had the surgery, and we found out that we were only working with the tip of it, like an iceberg under the water's surface. That cyst was actually 10 pounds, like a large fetus that went up into her chest cavity. The next person I worked on was a bit of a surprise. My dad was not a fan of this wacky career detour. He had paid for my law degree and the right to brag about it to all his friends. This weird vocation was just embarrassing. So when he showed up to my first clinic and signed up to be a monthly volunteer participant, I was happy he seemed willing to at least find out more about this new type of healing. On the first day, he predictively mentioned the sciatica pain that he had had his whole life, even after he had back surgery. On his fourth visit, he pointed to his elbow and knee and said there was a pain in those areas. I asked him, "Wait, what's the status of your sciatica pain?" His response was, "What's sciatica pain?" I said, "What do you mean, what's sciatica pain?" He replied that he forgot he had that. Radine said this happened a lot. People's minds were programmed to forget about chronic pain, just as a mother immediately forgets the agonizing labor pains as soon as her newborn is placed in her arms. I would witness this phenomenon often during the years I practiced. I never experienced as dramatic a healing session as I did with JJ in the coming years. I believe I was witness to that first amazing healing to give me irrefutable proof that directed energy had the capacity of affecting physical change. It was that experience that made me more receptive to all the other head-scratching phenomena that would follow.